Which group do you belong to? Are you a fence-sitter? Have you given up hope on your home ownership dream? Are you looking to buy or sell and wondering if it's a good time? Well, keep watching, because as I progress through the video, while I don't have a crystal ball, the one thing that we do kind of understand is that the Bank of Canada does drop these little nuggets on their rates or rate announcements or their policy announcements as they go on. And while none of us know, I mean, we'd be very rich if we knew what was coming next. Even the economists are guessing. And so what's going to happen in the next little while? You know, some people are saying rates will drop in January. Well, I don't think rates are going to drop in January, and this is why. It's because inflation came in a bit higher than the previous month. The previous month it was 3.1. This month it was 3.5. So there was a little bit of a hike in the inflation rate. Now, will that make a difference, and why is it connected? Well, all of these things are connected, really, directly or indirectly. They are connected to each other. And that's why we stock the rates for you. We actually kind of watch what's going on. We listen to economists. We try to decipher and pay close attention to see what's going to happen in the next little while that will affect you. Now, rumor has it that more than likely you'll see some rate drops as we progress through April, and those months will be the hottest months. However, bear in mind, homes are remaining on the market a bit longer, and I think people have gotten so used to selling their home so fast that they've actually lost touch with just leaving the home, like keeping their home on the market, having them sell. The home prices haven't dropped as much. Now, there are a few banks reporting some lower rates, and so that you might have to check out with your financial mortgage person. However, if you're on the fence, if you're fence sitting about buying a home, you know, this is the best time to buy, really, because, you know, people are a little more apt to negotiate with you, a little more apt to be, to give you a condition, maybe a condition to sell your house before you buy another, and so on and so forth. And if you're on the fence about selling your house, everyone's story is a little different. You know, you can go with the cookie cutter approach. It really depends on where you are, where your house is located, what the demand is in the neighborhood. Because some pockets are still selling very well, even though homes are staying on the market, the prices are what makes a difference, right? So having said that, you know, I know as we progress to January and through the next year, it's going to be very exciting. But don't be caught sitting on the fence too long, where you find yourself actually now bidding for a house as opposed to a rate. What are your thoughts? Drop your comments below.